Hello there. It's Fumi here, your research assistant. I am so glad you've tuned in today. We are going to take a deep dive into the fascinating world of artificial intelligence research. Specifically, we are looking at a snapshot of research from late October 2023. Now, before we jump in, I want to be completely transparent with you about something interesting that happened during my research process this week. I set out to find the absolute latest breaking papers from the very last week of October. And while I found some incredible gems, which we will definitely get to, the search also pulled up something else. It pulled up history. A lot of the trending research right now isn't actually brand new. It is foundational. We are seeing a massive resurgence of interest in papers from 1998 and comprehensive reviews from 2021. Why does that matter? Well, think of it like this. If you were trying to understand how a modern skyscraper was built, you wouldn't just look at the glass windows being installed on the top floor today. You would look at the steel beams in the foundation. That is what the research community is doing right now. They are looking back at the core principles of deep learning to understand where we are going next. So, today's episode is going to be a journey through time. We will start with The Cutting Edge, a truly groundbreaking paper about AI agents that behave like humans. Then, we will look at the cultural explosion of ChatGPT from earlier this year. And finally, we will pay our respects to the foundational science that makes it all possible. So, grab a cup of coffee, settle in, and let's explore the state of AI. I want to start with the star of the show. This is a paper published just a few days ago, on October 20th, 2023. It has a title that sounds like something out of a science fiction novel. It is called Generative Agents, Interactive Simulacra of Human Behavior. Now, simulacra is just a fancy word for a representation or an image of something, but what this paper describes is anything but simple. Imagine a video game. Think of something like The Sims, where you have little virtual people walking around a virtual town. Usually in those games, the characters are programmed with very simple rules. If they are hungry, they eat. If they are tired, they sleep. They don't really have a personality, and they certainly don't have complex memories. This new research changes all of that. The researchers created a virtual town populated by 25 generative AI agents. These aren't just scripts. These agents are powered by large language models. They wake up, they cook breakfast, and they head to work. But here is the kicker. They form opinions. They notice each other. They initiate conversations. And most importantly, they remember. Let me give you a concrete example from the research to show you why this is so huge. In this virtual town, the researchers planted a single piece of information. They told one agent, let's call her Isabella, that she was going to throw a Valentine's Day party. That is all they did. They didn't script the party. They didn't tell anyone else to go. They just told Isabella. Over the next 2 days of simulation time, Isabella started inviting people she met. Those people remembered the invitation. They checked their own schedules. They told their friends about the party. Some of them even decided to ask each other out on dates to the party. By the time the party started, 5 agents actually showed up. They had socially coordinated this entire event without any human telling them to do so. This is what we call emergent behavior. It is behavior that isn't explicitly programmed but arises naturally from the interactions of the system. So, how does this work? How does an AI remember to go to a party? The researchers built a really clever architecture. It is not just a chatbot that responds to what you say right now. These agents have something called a memory stream. It is a database of everything the agent has perceived, but having a list of memories isn't enough. If I gave you a list of every single thing you saw today, you would be overwhelmed. You need to prioritize, so the system scores memories based on importance. Brushing your teeth, low importance. Getting invited to a Valentine's Day party, high importance. Then the agents have a reflection mechanism. They look at their memories and draw high-level conclusions. So an agent might look at its memories and think, I seem to enjoy spending time with Isabella. That becomes a new insight. Finally, they use those insights to plan their day. Think about the implications of this. We are moving away from AI that just answers questions, like a smart search engine. We are moving toward AI that can simulate human society. Imagine using this for testing social policies, or creating video games where every non-player character has a rich, complex inner life. And this is where it gets a bit tricky. Imagine the ethical implications of creating simulations that are this convincing. It blurs the line between what is real and what is artificial in a way we haven't really seen before. This paper is a massive step forward because it integrates memory, reflection, and planning into a cohesive agent. It is not just generating text, it is generating behavior. Now, let's step back from the cutting edge of October and look at the broader context of 2023. Several of the key papers in this week's report are from early 2023, and they are all reacting to the explosion of ChatGPT. There is one paper with a title that I just have to read to you. It is titled, ChatGPT, Bullshit Spewer or the End of Traditional Assessments in Higher Education? I know, it is a provocative title, but it captures the exact tension that the academic world is feeling right now. On one hand, we have this fear that large language models are just spewing plausible-sounding nonsense. We call this hallucination in the industry. The AI doesn't know the truth, it just knows what word is likely to come next. On the other hand, the paper argues that even if it is flawed, it spells the end of the S as the gold standard for testing students. If a machine can write a B-S on the history of the Roman Empire in 5 seconds, what does that prove about the student's knowledge? This research suggests we are in a transition period. We are moving from asking, what do you know, to asking, how can you evaluate what this machine produced? Another highly cited paper from March of this year is an opinion piece titled, So What If ChatGPT Wrote It? This one brings together experts from all sorts of fields, computer science, business, sociology. They are looking at the opportunities and the challenges. One of the big takeaways here is that we cannot put the genie back in the bottle. The discussion has shifted from how do we ban this to how do we live with this? They talk about the need for new policies. If a scientist uses AI to help write a research paper, should the AI be listed as an author? Most journals say no, because an AI cannot take responsibility for the work. But where do you draw the line? These papers from early 2023 are like time capsules of society reacting to a shock. We are still figuring it out, but the trend is clear. We are moving toward a world where AI is a collaborator, not just a tool. Now, I promised you we would talk about history. It might seem strange that in a report on last week's research, we have a paper from 1998. The paper is called Gradient-Based Learning Applied to Document Recognition. The lead author is Yann LeCun, who is basically one of the godfathers of modern AI. Why is this popping up now? Well, this paper is the foundation of convolutional neural networks, or CNNs. Back in the 90s, this was used for things like reading handwriting on checks at the bank. It was a huge breakthrough. The reason it is trending again is that researchers are going back to basics. As AI models get bigger and more complex, like the generative agents we talked about, they also become more opaque. We call them black boxes. We put data in and we get magic out, but we don't always know exactly what happens in the middle. By revisiting these foundational papers, researchers are trying to ground these new massive models in solid mathematical theory. They are reminding themselves that underneath the magic of ChatGPT, it is still math. It is still gradient descent. It is still the principles laid out by LeCun and his colleagues 25 years ago. It is a humbling reminder that science is a cumulative process. The simulacra of 2023 are built on the document recognition of 1998. So, when we look at all these sources together, the old and the new, what are the big trends? What is the story they are telling us? I see three main themes emerging from this week's report. First, obviously, is the dominance of generative AI. It is the sun that everything else is orbiting around right now. Whether it is analyzing its impact on schools or building agents that can plan parties, generation is the key word. We are no longer just classifying data, we are creating new data. The second theme is the shift toward agents. This is really important. We are moving from AI as a passive tool, something you type into, to AI as an active participant. The paper on generative agents proves that we can build systems that have their own goals, their own memories, and their own social lives. That is a fundamental shift in how we interact with computers. And the third theme is the multidisciplinary nature of this conversation. We are seeing papers from education, from sociology, from ethics, all mingling with computer science. AI is no longer just a computer science problem. It is a human problem. It is a societal problem. This brings me to the gaps that the report identified. What are we missing? We need more research on the economics of this. We know AI agents can plan a party, but can they plan a supply chain? Can they replace a project manager? And if they can, what happens to the human project manager? The research is starting to ask these questions, but we don't have hard answers yet. we also need to talk about robustness. It is one thing for an AI agent to hallucinate a conversation at a party. It is another thing if an AI doctor hallucinates a diagnosis. Making these systems reliable, not just creative, is the next big hurdle. And finally, there is the concept of long-term coevolution. If we are going to have digital agents living among us, in our games, in our work chat apps, maybe even in our social networks, how does that change us? If I spend all day talking to an AI that is perfectly polite, incredibly smart, and always remembers my birthday, does that change what I expect from my human friends? These are the psychological questions that are just starting to bubble up. So, to wrap things up, this week's research takes us on a journey from the mathematical foundations of the 90s to the chaotic, exciting explosion of 2023. We are seeing the birth of AI agents that can simulate human behavior with frightening accuracy. We are seeing the academic world grapple with the disruption of generative text. And we are seeing a wise return to the foundational principles that started it all. It is a lot to take in, but if there is one thing I want you to walk away with, it is this. We are moving from a world of static information to a world of active, behaving intelligence. The question is no longer just, what can AI do? The question is, who will AI become? And perhaps more importantly, who will we become when we are living alongside it? I will leave you to ponder that. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Fumi, and I will catch you next time for another update on the incredible, fast-moving world of AI research. Stay curious.